New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill spoke with WHYY about affordability and her proposed budget of nearly $61 billion, the largest in New Jersey state history. She says this budget is, quote, the most fiscally responsible budget New Jersey has seen in years.
Over the past 8 years, the average rate of increase in our budget has gone up 6.8%. This budget only goes up 1.6%, and that is lower than the rate of inflation.
Finalizing the Garden State's annual budget takes months of deal-making. The legislature and the governor must have a budget in place by July 1st. Public school advocates connected directly with parents outside of a West Philly elementary school yesterday to let them know about changes to the district's wellness policy. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The School District of Philadelphia approved a new policy last week guaranteeing students recess, bathroom access, and water breaks. In the past, students could be withheld from these as punishment, and parents said it led to distressing situations, including students wearing diapers or having accidents due to denied bathroom access. One of the group's founding members, Carrera Wilson, said the work is meant to support students so they feel comfortable to learn.
Their kids are going to have a better experience at school, which will create joy, and then they'll bring that home. So we just want the parents to be happy, want the children to be happy, and eventually this needs to spread to all the students in the school district.
The new policy will also put an end to silent lunches and will prohibit the collective punishment of students. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Well, yesterday it felt like summer, and today it feels like the last days of winter. Cloudy skies, showery conditions, even a chance for some wet snow to fall. Right now, 41 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We are expecting that to continue to gently slide lower and lower through the course of the afternoon and evening. Skies are mostly clear overnight, with temperatures dipping below freezing in the pre-dawn hours. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Friday should be cloudy, no precipitation, and a high of about 50 degrees.